بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. In fact, it is a great honor and pleasure for me to be with you this morning here in this August University. In fact, I was intending to pay a visit to this university and to meet the professors and lecturers of this August Forum, and also to meet the students. And I never thought that I have to deliver a lecture or something like that. But when I am a student, and whenever I meet the students, my nature as a student invites me to speak a few words before my colleagues. So I am happy to be with you, and I am more happy to receive such precious books written by Professor Ahmed Hafizahullah Ta'ala. But in fact, it is very astonishing for me that whenever I went to Turkey, I was in search of the decisions of the Ottoman judges. Because I am a student of law. I am a student of fiqh, Islamic fiqh. So I wanted to see how the judges of Ottoman Empire implemented the Islamic law in their day-to-day life.
Yes.
And the judgments of the courts are the best thing to know how these laws were implemented in the days of Ottoman Empire. So I found some archives, but unfortunately I did not know the Turkish language, and it was in Turkish. And there is a Persian couplet which says, Zabane yare man turki but man turki nami danam.
Oh.
That the So therefore I was not able to benefit from those archives. And I was in search of something that could be translated in either in Arabic or in English, so that it will be beneficial for myself and for the Ummah. So now I am so happy to see these very masterly works that are presented by Professor. I am really very grateful. I am extremely grateful for him to equip me with such a treasure of knowledge. And inshallah, I'll benefit from it, because I am in the way of codifying the Islamic law to be implemented in our ages.
Yeah.
How this Islamic law may be implemented in our ages and in our surroundings.
Yeah.
So for that purpose, I have started from Buyu', my book Fiqhul Buyu', in two volumes, contains the basic principles of the law of sale. And at the end, I have, codified the basic principles of Islamic sale. Now I am working on mortgage and the guarantee, etc. So I will seek help from these treasures of knowledge, and I'll be very grateful whenever I find something to my benefit in authoring these books, inshallah. and I have a project to codify the whole Islamic financial law.
I have done.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Unfortunately, in Turkish language.
Oh. But I hope
I will show you.
Inshallah. So I hope that it will be rendered
in contact after this day. Inshallah.
Thank you very much. So Alhamdulillah, it is a very great day in my life that I have come here to see you all. And it was to my astonishing that such a jamia or such a university is established here in Netherlands. And I did not know about it before. So I congratulate you to have such a university, and that in this university you are learning the Islamic studies. I think tafsir, hadith, and fiqh.
Completely, all Islamic sciences,
mashallah. So I congratulate you to have this university and congratulate the students that they have such a unique opportunity to learn the Islamic studies from the learned people like Sheikh Ahmad and Sheikh Jalal.
We are Zuhani. Students for you.
In fact, I met yesterday night with Sheikh Jalal and I benefited from his knowledge, alhamdulillah. So you are very fortunate to have these people to teach you, and I advise you to devote your time to learn more and more, because ilm, that is knowledge, has no end. And it is a Arabic proverb that talabul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahd. It is sometimes referred to as a hadith.
Yeah.
It is not a hadith. It is a saying of some learned people, and it is true that the quest for knowledge does not end, has no end at all. Even to the last breath of a student, he must have the quest for knowledge. I quoted last night the Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala, that when he was on bed, shortly before his death, so one of his pupil came to him to ask about his health. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah answered him that about his health. Then suddenly he asked the pupil whether the rami of jamarat in Hajj, it is afdal or it is better to perform it on riding on a horse or on a camel, or walking. This question was in the mind of Imam Abu Yusuf shortly before his death. Then the pupil said, "It will be more rewardable to perform rami while walking." He said, "No." Then he said, "Then it will be more rewardable if he performs rami while riding on a camel or something." He said, "No." So then what is the answer of the question? He said, "The rami of the first day, that is of Jamra Aqaba, should be riding on horse or on a camel. And the rami of the later 2 days should be while walking. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done the rami in this way. He said, the pupil says that when I learned this from Imam Abu Yusuf, I walked out from the house of Imam Abu Yusuf, and I had taken a few steps. Then a voice came that Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah has passed away. So this is the talabul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahd. So therefore, I advise you to create the quest of knowledge in your hearts. If you have that quest, then it will always increase your knowledge. And if you are, you know, just complacent on what you have learned and you have no further quest for further knowledge, then it is not a fashion of a true student. So I advise that you should take this opportunity to be here, by being here, to create a quest for knowledge and to benefit from such great professors who are teaching you. And at the same time, I will advise myself first and you for me and you also, that the mere knowledge is not enough for the betterment of one's life here and hereafter. Mere knowledge without practicing, without having this knowledge translated into one's actions. So if, for example, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed 5 times prayer and we do not offer prayer, then this ilm or this knowledge has nothing to do with our betterment here and in hereafter. And the true ilm or true knowledge is that is combined with true actions according to the knowledge you have acquired. For example, the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the basic purpose of one's a Muslim life is that he follows the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his every act, in his every word he speaks, in every act he does. So this is the basic requirement, that mere knowledge is not enough. There are many Orientalists who learn Islamic studies, learn ahadith, learn Islamic jurisprudence, but after, you know, getting into the waters of knowledge, you know, they cannot, you know, have a drop on their lips.
Yes.
Because they do not believe in that science. They do not act upon it. So therefore, we, the Muslims, should appreciate that the mere knowledge is not enough. My late father, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the great Mufti of Pakistan. So he used to say that if mere knowledge was enough for the betterment of one, then this shaitan, Iblis, was the most superior to all humanity. Because he knows. He has knowledge more than we have.
Yes.
But this knowledge could not save him from fire. So therefore, we, let me, you know, tell you a very particular saying of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Ashraf Ali Thanvi.
I have heard.
He wrote more than 1,000 books.
Yes.
And he was the Sufi Imam in Hadith, in Fiqh, and also in Islamic jurisprudence, and a Sufi. He used to say that Shaitan has 4 ayn. He was alim, very knowledgeable. He was arif. Arif in the sense that he knew that even when he was, you know, being blamed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that point of time, he made a dua. He made a dua. Rabbi anzirni ila yawm yub'athun. Because he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not overwhelmed by emotions. So therefore, if I pray something and he may give it, he will give it to me. So he was Arif. Alim, Arif. But then he was Abid. Worshipper. But he lacked the fourth ayn. That is, he was not Ashik. He was Alim. He was Arif. He was
Abid.
But was not Ashik. So, had he been Ashik, then he could not refuse to bow before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So, I'm reminding myself that mere knowledge is not enough unless I act upon that knowledge and follow the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Alhamdulillah.
This is the basic purpose of a Muslim student. And we should act upon that. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in each and every sphere of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa shukran lakum lil ustaz al aziz li kalimatihi al jayyida al nafi'a al mustafida jiddan. الآن أنا أدعو جميع الأسئلة أولا
نعم
تمام يعني. بعد الأسئلة أنا سأدعو جميع الأساتذة إلى غرفتي للتعرف مع الأستاذ العزيز فردا فردا بإذن الله تعالى تفضلوا
بس في هيفت نفراخ أي مخت ستيلا بسم الله
السلام عليكم شيخ I have a question. You said ilm is like it never ends. That was one of the things you said. Is it then wise to say to ourselves and to other people, the best thing to invest in this dunya is not the materialist world, but the ilm, because that doesn't end. This materialist also doesn't end, but you can never grab it, and the ilm you can grab it.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes. If you... persuade the people to invest in knowledge, that will be much better than investing in some worldly affairs. Because the ilm, is a sadaqah jariya. Sadaqah jariya. And when you teach a person, that person, whatever he acts upon that knowledge, is to the credit of yours. And it has no end at all.
First of all, we are very honored to have you here in the Netherlands and at our university. And I have a question about do you have plans or are there works about the Sharh of Bukhari? You have completed the Sharh of Muslim, taking it to Muslim. Do you have also plans for Sharh Bukhari?
I have already, I teach Sahih Bukhari in Darul Uloom. So my lectures on Sahih Bukhari are recorded, transcribed, printed, and published.
MashaAllah.
And so far...
In English or
in Arabic? Urdu.
In Urdu. Urdu.
But they are... they are being translated now, inshallah. 12 volumes have appeared so far. And the others are on way. So, alhamdulillah, these are very, very vast lectures on the ahadith, on the interpretation of ahadith, particularly the jurisprudential principles derived from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have, alhamdulillah, worked on 3 books of ahadith.
MashaAllah.
One is Sahih Muslim, that is, you referred to, that is Takmil al-Furh al-Mulhim. Then this is the In'am al-Bari, fi Amali Sahih al-Bukhari. Wasani wa Darsu al-Tirmidhi, al-Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Wa Aydan Tubi'a باللغة الأردية والآن ترجم أظن ها؟ نعم هي تترجم الإنجليزية
الحمد لله
الحمد لله
نستفيد إن شاء الله
نعم عالم عالم عابد يعني worshipper عبادة because he used to worship Allah سبحانه وتعالى before he was before yeah
وعاشق يعني
عاشق يعني
ليس بعاشق
ليس
he was not عاشق
اي نعم نعم yes
part of this world. What a student of him, if he wants to dedicate his life to acknowledge that him, he needs to sacrifice, but he also needs to go after the responsibilities in this dunya, and to balance that, to acknowledge, to go to the him that it is most profitable in his, for his life and for the akhirah. Do you have any advice to go after that?
In fact, there should be a balance between deen and dunya. وقد قال رسول الله هذا روي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال اعمل لدنياك بقدر بقائك فيها واعمل لآخرتك بقدر بقائك فيها ولكن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has taught us to maintain a balance between the two. You know, because you know that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has practiced tijara, trade.
Yeah.
He practiced zira'a.
Yes.
In Juruf. He practiced, employment. Yani he was job. Okay? In Makkah. So, he did all these things. But nothing of these things has hindered him from following the commands of Allah. This is the balance. رِجَالُ لَا تُلِيهِمْ جَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
إذا سمحتم أنقل كلمة الإمام الشافعي
أحسن جزاكم الله
يعني هو يقول
بالإنجليزية يا دكتور أحمد
يعني لا يعني أنا أقول باللغة العربية ولكن لأنني يعني حفظت كلمته أنا كفيل على رزق علوم الطلبة
سبحان الله سبحان الله You will not find a student of Islamic studies that he committed suicide because of hunger.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last question. Bismillah. Is there any question, Amir?
Thank
you.
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm not a student, but what has it said about four ayns? What step would you recommend us to take so we can become mashik? Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni.
Yuhibbukum Allah. MashaAllah, Ustaz. أفرحت قلوبنا أستاذ العزيز
والله أنا مسرور جدا بهذه الصحبة الكريمة ويعني أشكركم جميعا لحسن الحفاوة
شكرا لكم
حسن الاستماع
بارك الله فيكم جميعا
Bunları toplayıp getireceksiniz odama
Necrüs'te hun inşallah
لا هنا إلى في يعني غرفة أفطار
تمام
غرفة أفطار
بارك الله فيكم
الأساتذة إلى غرفتي مع الأستاذ العزيز للتعامل